Blog Talk Radio.
Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Forgive our forefathers. Breaking the commandments. Yeah. Breaking the law.
Father, I'm sorry. Forever leaving your side. Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Say we broke all of your commandments. We played the harlot. We did it so wrong, so wrong. We committed adultery. And for doing it, say we failed as a nation. Say we broke your law while you were on suffering and being patient. Father, I'm sorry. I'm speaking for Israel. Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Father, I'm sorry for Israel. Forgive our forefathers for what they did. We left our land long time ago. Our forefathers did it.
We never thought you.
We never meant to hurt you, hurt you. We never meant it.
We never meant it.
But Father, I don't blame you for kicking us out of our land. It's sending us through tribulation. We really deserved it.
Captivity in Babylon.
Father, we apologize. We apologize. We just want to come back home, and make it right this time.
Worship another religion.
Yeah.
Follow another religion.
Yeah. Bring us back home. Bring us back home.
We need it to ourselves.
Please hear my prayer.
We sinned against you in
I'm
so many ways,
Israel. Right now.
I'm sorry, Father.
Father, we love you.
Forgive us, Father.
Father, we love you.
I think you'd be gone so long.
We never meant to do you wrong.
We even sent your son and we killed him.
We broke all
of
your commandments. Father, I'm sorry for Israel. I'm sorry for Israel. Father, I'm sorry for Israel.
Hallelujah.
So hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the kind of show I like.
Mm-hmm.
Because
some testimony, whatever the group I got to this, next hour, we're just going to. That's our intention, to be led by the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. So, we have Elder Yair with us tonight, and I am Elder Uriah. And again, this is not a structured show. We took a double spirit. And, Elder, I will let you go ahead and take it away. All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, that's good that we, have the open forum today because so much is going on out there. I mean, you know, that's just things are happening now. And I know the effect of God's spirit will abide can start to come out of these things that are developing out there, especially in this government. You know, I ain't going to say in our government, come say in this government, America, you know, because if you look at the people that are lining up to try to run for the president now, you know, all the thing I can say about these folks, all of them, they are peer haters, as far as I'm concerned. Because, you know, first time we finally got, the president of this country by the name of Donald Trump. For some reason, all these people can think of the guilt is to be killed in death. I mean, they have done everything they can to try to bring him down to nothing. You know, which makes no sense to me because he is just as good as Bert Ayers. Any other president almost that we have had out there. You know, if you compare him with either Obama, compare him with George Bush with Clinton. Say this man is one that is at least doing things for the Hebrew Israelite, or to call African American people, doing things that is giving us a chance. A lot of us are starting to get a job. We may not like the job we got. We may have to go through some change on it, but we got a job. And this is why with these other presidents, you know, things would get down and ugly for the African American people, so-called African Americans. So, Donald Trump done came along and kind of like almost leveled the playing field, so to speak. You know, set it up for, hey, it's up to you now. You know, because I'm going to take away all of this stuff that they have set up. Well, I got here to hinder people from being able to prosper at all and see pull back a lot of those regulations that was against us before. And guess what? These faithful Democrats out there claiming that they are for black. They know they're for black. They always beat us from the get-go. Because they always lie. They lie to us. See? And so what does that, and they see what Donald Trump is doing on the so-called African American, actually the Hebrew Israelite, having some kind of effect, a positive effect, and those Democrats, they hate this man, they hate him to the W, they hate him to the OSP, to the Native. Because that's right. All they know is to try to become a president as a Democrat. They don't know nothing. They don't know much else to do but to just soon as they get out there. Well, we're going to try to get rid of the worst president that ever existed in this country. You see what I mean? That's their strategy. That's all they pretty much want to do. You see? Just go around. But I see that. I said, we got a problem here in this country. They got a problem. Because claiming they're Democrats are for black, they still got one that they. They're the same people that fought the people up in slavery. You see? And right now, they are fighting to try to develop a way to destroy us. Okay? I don't care how you look at it. Hey, you look at this thing now. Look at this stuff. These people are trying to do things that is what it's going to take to ruin us. Just destroy. Totally destroy. And I was, you know, like I said about them, because instead of you call yourself speaking of this, but you better be careful because you may run into that same bitch that you just did.
Okay.
Because you can't say you're going to come up against some people. But the fact is that the people of God, you know, can do things treacherously in their faith. And you're going to think you're fooling y'all. You think you're not fooling y'all. You know, you're making a fool out of yourself. Because you got these guys, and I can name a few of them, you know, Bernie Sanders, whatever he call it, that is, communist, up here, he's communist, communist, or if you look at
it.
Rush Limbaugh. this domain thing I was capturing on this verse. Do not profane the name of God your Father. I am God. See, God is making himself clear and plain. You know, don't do certain things. You just don't do it. Okay? And he says in verse 22, and do not lie with a man or with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Okay? And that's Yah speaking. So, Buddha just you going on and be arrogant about this thing and try to get that thing. You literally now ignoring Yah. You know? Just stepping up on a platform there. I think that maybe a little bit more to handle, you know, because you're really trying to present your lifestyle is completely against Yah's law, this work, okay? Because look what Yah has been built in verse 24. Before we went into the promised land, he said, do not defile yourself with all these. For by all these the nations are defiled, which I am driving out before you. Okay? This is what Yah was doing. He had already driven out the nation that was in that land, Canaanites and Ebusites and all those sites type people. He drew the land itself. They defiled it, and the land itself vomited them out. So there it is. He said, thus the land became foul, therefore I punished it for its crookedness. You see? And the land punished out its inhabitants. You see? So Yah, and the thing is, coming along now in this age, in this arrogant age, you know, you can just do all these things, you know, and you can get away with it. You're going to be okay. I'm telling you, you ain't going to be okay.
That's right.
Because Yah said what he's going to do, what he will do, okay? Because
look what Obama did. Obama, his administration, he set the framework for this type of thing to go on. You know, this man with his male lover. Obama did more to forward gay rights and bring the gay lifestyle acceptable. History.
That's right.
I mean, look, under his watch, you know, he pushed for things like if you feel like you're a woman today, you can use the little girl's restroom.
That's right.
If you feel like you're a man tomorrow, you can start using the big boy's restroom. You know, so he set this in motion. So they're just building on, you know, the foundation he laid. So much for your so-called first black president. People want to idolize. You know, he did more for gays and this what you call the illegal alien. Than any president.
That's right.
Did good thing for black, but I don't want to hear all that stuff. You know, these Democrats. I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican, but you hear these people saying black people who still stuff on stupid, you know, Democrat thing, like they're your savior. You hear them say, they oppose everything that you want to do. Black man, look, when that man wanted to do something, he did. Based on executive order, he could have enacted. He didn't do nothing for black people, executive order wise.
That's right.
But boy, he sure did do some things to get these white Ashkenazi Jews, these rich billionaires, I should say trillionaire bankers. He sure did do some of them.
That's right.
Back in 2007, 2008, or 2009, who was? Mm-hmm. Here it is, the country already, you know, kind of flailing, you know, financially, you know, mm-hmm. we're sinking. That was, you know, that was the homegrown crisis. Mm-hmm. So the country's already falling hard. And he's going to take the so-called, Fernando Act, I thought they had access. We still had a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to take part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many billions he gave to these big Jewish banks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in the tens of billions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know that man, don't ever say he didn't have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
He could. During that time in his administration, he had a chance to stand up
mm-hmm.
and do something awesome.
That's right.
This country has never made amends. And financially and otherwise for the descendants of Cain.
That's right. That's right.
And your ancestor, my ancestor.
Right. That's right.
Who came over here on the in the hulls of slave ships.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, carried forward hundreds of years after that, treated, persecuted,
mm-hmm.
with great, you know, discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
Still going out. Still getting shot in the street.
Mm-hmm.
This country has never been most made of an acknowledgement.
That's right.
And not alone trying to, you know, repair it or get reparations. This man had a chance to stand up and do something awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a so-called first black president, he felt miserably. He could have said, look, I'm going to make it exactly order. I want to put the will in motion because billions couldn't begin to repay. They could go up to the trillions.
Mm-hmm.
He could have said, look, whatever that 15 or 70, I wish I knew trying to pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
He gave billions, but I'm sure it was in the tens of billions he gave to the finance. Talking about their 2PA to let fail.
Mm-hmm.
And look, mm-hmm. I thought the way capitalism. You're supposed to let the marketplace go sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Let the marketplace decide. Let the marketplace decide. You know, if it go under, that means it wasn't managed right. Oh, but I guess that's why everything except the optionality.
Right?
Yeah. He stepped in, and this man ripped the country off, taxpayers, and gave that money to these trillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
To keep those filthy demonic institutions afloat.
That's right.
Now look how many during that time, look how many Israelites lost their homes in that great foreclosure during that time.
Right.
He could have took half of that and wiped out all of their debts.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have took the other half and say, you know what, nation? I'm going to get the ball rolling, but this ain't going to be enough to repay them for 400 years
mm-hmm.
of just demonic treatment by our oppressors. This is not enough, but this is going to get the ball rolling here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, first of all, take care of their housing problems. You know, those who are underwater in their mm-hmm. homes, I'm going to go ahead and pay it off. And the rest, that is why I am going to
mm-hmm.
do this,
mm-hmm.
to start this reparation. So he could have did it. This man instead gave the money to the people who needed it the least, the people who are running the country, running the world financially.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make the rich richer.
Mm-hmm.
So this man failed. Don't they have a money here? Nothing about it. Somebody could have done executive orders.
Mm-hmm.
He's done himself, but he's never done one to benefit the black Israelite man and woman.
That's right.
So, don't come up in my face. I'm talking about these Obama supporters, these Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I said, I'm neither Democrat or Republican. But don't come in my face saying he wanted to do something, but he couldn't. That's
yeah.
Lie from the pit of hell.
You better believe it, because every time he wanted to raise taxes, like every other month or so, he would come out with, he would sell that so well, how we are leaving. In other words, we don't pass this tax thing now. Whole country's just going to go to right. Yeah, who's going? He did that several times. Anybody ever trying to promote that thing in my face, like it's something. No, this man is a lawbreaker of God's law, and he shit, that's what he was. So don't tell me nothing about it, because he, it ain't there.
Absolutely right. I just want to expose him. I didn't get a question too much. Expose him. Because this man, when he had a chance, he could have done some great things.
That's right.
For the Israelites here. But he chose to help the synagogue of Satan.
That's right.
The people who needed the sleep, that's what he chose to help the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There it is.
He's the devil.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So there it is, so we have the thing is, we as super Israelites, Scripture already told us, I know that we have no power. Y'all know that these people are exactly where we are located, where we're at right now. See? So therefore, we must trust Yah. We must believe, what he says. We got to do this. Otherwise, we will be out there too, left behind. You see? Because in verse 26 in Leviticus 18, he says, but you shall guard my law. In other words, pay close attention to my law and my right ruling and not do any of the abominations, the native nor stranger who sojourns among you. Okay? See, we are commanded. None of that stuff that they are doing. Follow it. Because the men of the land who were before you got all of these abominations. And that all of them. And thus the land became defiled. Now Yah was warning us before he went into the promised land. Before he told us how we should go in, indeed. But you know what? The Israelites, our ancestors, obviously, that they were not just what God had said, they were not the obedient to any of this that he told us. Because we wound up getting what the land promised us out to our ancestors out of it.
Because we were wicked.
We were wicked. Yes. But not obey was not the word of God. Okay? So let not the land vomit you out for defiling it. But that's exactly what the nation of Israel did. And this vomited out the nations that were before you. And that's why I keep saying, God is no respecter of persons. If he tells you how he does it and how it must be, you better get on board and try to make sure, that's the way it be, because that's what God says. Okay, he mean what he says, and he says what he means. You see, we can't be cutting around with this thing. Okay? And it says, verse 29. For whoever does any of these abominations, those beings who do this shall be cut off from among their people. See? So it don't matter who you are. You ain't so big and bad that you can expect. Ain't this. Okay? I don't care how high your office is. It don't matter because you're a mayor of some city. You see? You're the top dog in that city. It'll apply to you just as well.
That's right.
It does. And if you do those nasty, abominated things, you're going to be cut off. Just like it reaches you. It reaches you. It's deep. You can't get away with it. And you shall guard my church so as not to do any of these abominable laws which were done before you, so as not to defile body. I am Yah, your father. See? And so we know, we can witness, we know that what Yah says to us, our ancestors,
We know now that he did what he said because look what happened to us. Our ancestors, after they had an opportunity to be taught these things, you see, we still got in there and became wicked as the one that was that he told us about that was there before we got there.
That's right.
And so that's why we were sent out. We were vomited out, you see. And so that's why these things here were written for our learning today. We have to understand. We need to learn from what God is saying to us today. We're getting to the very end, okay? And so it's going to be all around of us, you know, but then he told us, you know, in Romans chapter 9, okay, verse 27, says, you know, and Isaiah cries out on behalf of Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant shall live. So, you know, we got to study this word. You see, Yahweh already told us back in Deuteronomy chapter 6. What did he tell us? And we need to look at that, and we not need to forget anything that God has even told us about to give us strength. Because he told us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting with verse 4, he says, "Hear, O Israel, hear." There's that one word he started out with, that verse. Hear, O Israel. Yah, our Father, Yah is one. See? So that's what we got to understand. We got to hear God's word. We got to listen to what God has said. And the reason why we got to listen in Romans 10, verse 17, so then, notice, belief comes by hearing, okay? And hearing by the word of God. You see how important it is that we hear God's word? Because we can't even, how can we believe if we don't hear it? You know, we got to hear it. That's why he said, you know, he gave his word. He said, I will give my word to my son, even in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Look at that real quick. Let's show you what he said he's going to do. And he did it. He did it for us. We read it. We see it. It's already been done. He says, I shall raise up for them a prophet like you out of the midst of their brother. And I shall put my word in his mouth. And he shall speak to them all that I command him. You see? There it is. He put his word in Yahweh's mouth. Now, it's important that we hear it because you know what he says next? Look, and it shall be the man who does not listen to my word, which he speaks in my name, that we shouldn't hear his word. We get in this word, in this book right now, that we're reading and figure out how to hear the word of God, so we can become God anyway, okay? Because if we ignore it, and don't want to hear what God is saying. You want to listen to your preacher man rather than listen to God, you see? And we won't even be able to believe it anyway. We won't know because he tells us. What did he say about it? He said, so then belief comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Okay? That's how belief comes. So we got to humble ourselves, get it to his word. So we can hear it. In verse 19, in Deuteronomy 18, he says that it shall be the man who does not listen to my word and live it, which he speaks in my name, I require you unto him. And, but the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, because she was a stranger, which God has not commanded him. Or who speak in the name of other mighty ones. This is what I had to deal with that thought, you know. We got people try to come among us and take on the trust and fill up. It's okay. That's not fair. You just want to speak on that level. You know, that's the biggest trick. That's an excuse you're using. That's all it is. And I don't know that. This is what the word says. Okay? One is to to speak or to speak in the name of other mighty ones. Okay? I don't care if that person never heard the name of God. And being brought up is Lord God and Jesus and all of that. When you speak to them to teach them about God, you use God's name.
That's right.
You introduce the Most High to them by name.
So we're not just going to say this God's name. That you understand.
No, you don't understand. That ain't the way it works. That ain't the way it works. You know, people out there thinking that it's what they need to do. But you don't need to do that. You need to start. You need to come straight forward to the person and say, look, here is what we're talking about. We're talking about the Most High. And you can go to the scripture and tell them, Jesus Psalm 64, what it says, speak praise to him who rides through the desert by the name of God.
Okay? That's right.
So that's what we want to do. Sing praises to him. Okay? Care to you the Most High's name. You know? We don't have that. That's just you get straight. Okay? So that's just that you just want to get that straight. So that you don't get out there thinking that you have to make an excuse for God's name. That's what they had to do. That's what I got. The host said, let it to hate you for my name. You know, and when I looked at that, I said, something is going on with this thing. You know, the Yahoo made it clear. I come in my Father's name.
That's right.
He has his Father's name. He made it clear. You see? So are we gonna be out there timid, scared to talk about Yahoo? Yeah, you know what? You know, that's stupid. You know, it's just stupid if you're going to do that to yourself. You know, because we told you, afraid you're afraid of. I don't want to acknowledge me. Before, you know, your people, your peers out there, I'll just deny you for the messages of heaven. You know?
That's right.
So you better get your act together and make sure that you know, you're not out there trying to make excuses not to use God's correct name. Okay? You know, that's this person that is not wise that's going to be out there acting like that. That's old. Okay? Now, elder, if you want to come on in anytime, come on in. Okay? Because I got your verse you want to talk about.
Oh, my God. I told you, I only have a couple of verses here.
Okay.
That's what I like about this open forum thing. We can, you know, dip and dab.
Mm-hmm.
Transition hit on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yah's people have got transition. I touched on it a little bit last week.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. And we seem like we're falling into a funk, you know. It's almost not all of us, but it seems like you can feel a spirit of complacency. It's a drag
going
on right now. Townspeople should be on fire right now.
That's right.
Because we head towards the end of the race.
Mm-hmm.
We should fire just like the anchor man.
Mm-hmm.
In a really, you know, all the other family.
Mm-hmm.
He's the last man. He's your man that's gonna really turn it on at the end. I'm with the track meet, and man, matter of fact, my nephew, he was still really
mm-hmm.
went to a Southern University, and I went to see him. And man, by the time they get to the last man, you can just see them. They're jumping up and down, just waving at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wouldn't be about it, they can't keep themselves still.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we should be. And then when that time touches him, he turns on like a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to anger, you know. Excuse it all he got, and the winner ain't. There's no more personal passage. You know,
mm-hmm.
You got to lay it all on the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you're doing it too, but you got to lay it. There's no personal passage to talk to. And at the end of the race.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we've been past this baton. Look at this race.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at a few, there's a generation or two before us. They weren't even awakened. You know, I can think of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both our parents are gone on. Bless their soul. And my dad was really spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other preachers, he was a preacher, but they may have had some sense of this, but they didn't have the full understanding of this.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have full understanding. And they sure dare not speak up. Even though the ones who have some inclination dare not speak up, truly.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But look at us. We got this revelation.
Mm-hmm.
We got give way captive on the shelf. Wake up!
That's right.
Wake up! You know, it could have been Jennifer sitting up tape, and he's got the other nine, put his hands on you and say, wake up! You know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been sick in a household. And he went through all the other family members and put his hand on you and said, wake up!
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the way, to say we should be honored, that's an understatement. We should be static. We should be on body. And especially some of us minds since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was I had a knowledge of before 2008 because I had started, you know, we might give our testimonies one day or one,
mm-hmm.
one show.
Yeah.
We might use the show somewhere to do. But just a little quick recap.
Mm-hmm.
It really started about 2000, around 2002 or 2000, the end of 2001, early 2002, when I was started reading Professor Wimsor's books,
mm-hmm.
How to Drive On, and then later Babylon and Timbuktu.
Timbuktu
was first, but I read the reverse order. I read Dry Bones first, and then from Babylon Timbuktu. So, matter of fact, I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about promoting lectures and stuff like that, but man, I just got my wits about me.
Mm-hmm.
I got this guy to come out and speak at one of the churches. You know, I booked the whole thing. I went to the print shop, had tickets printed up, sold the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
In the whole nine yards, I've never been that before.
Mm-hmm.
I advertised it, put together a flyer and pass it around in different churches, pass it around on people's windshields, you know, their car. And I got the guy out of here, Professor Rob Winsor. And it was a blessing. It was really a blessing. He didn't have all the stand, but he was well ahead of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
At that time. I looked at that. Now, that book was, the two was written in the 1969 or so, or even the late 60s, early 70s. So this man, he was a pioneer, sure. John just gave him the vision, and he went forward with it. But look at us here.
Mm-hmm.
We got all, we got this awakening, we got this knowledge. And Yah is still this what is rock architecture. But it's still a drag on what we should be on body.
That's right.
And I want to say a word of exhortation. We need to come out. We need to transition.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to transition, Elder, from our fleshly, carnal state of affairs, our environment,
mm-hmm.
into our righteous environment. We have to make that transition.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
People say, oh, well, you've got to be part of the world. You could be in the world, but not of.
That's right.
And I know people think, and I'm talking about all facets of life, like your relationship, your activities, even your occupation. Yes, your occupation.
Right.
You can transition jobs too. Now, some of you might not want to because on that job you're on now, you might be making, good money. Paying the bills, sitting home paying the bills. But is that the place where y'all want you to be? Some of you are departure on the place. These plantations.
Right.
It can tell that, can't you? You hate it. The only reason you're there is for the money. You gotta look at yourself in the mirror, in the spiritual mirror.
Mm-hmm.
God, do you really want me here? Mm-hmm. Now, you might have that same salary, but you got to put that on the altar and look and let the rock give you advice. He says, be with
them
of righteousness.
That's right.
Look at Psalm 23:3.
That's right.
God leads them in his paths of righteousness. But we have to acknowledge me, ask me, ask for my advice, ask for my direction, ask for my counsel. He says, acknowledge me in all your ways. He says, and then I'll direct your path. A lot of us don't want to put it up there on the altar because we think, I'll make you $90,000. Put it on the altar. Right, you mean job 40,000, And I think if we do that for the occupation, we do that for our pay.
Mm-hmm.
We still choose a modest less. I want this girl, I want this guy. If I just ask God, you send me first, you want me, you gonna send me some little three miles, You see how we look at our Father, our Heavenly Father, that's a shame. Look at us as parents. If our son or daughter asks for something, are we going to be, they love me to do. You're going to give them the worst thing you possibly can, but you're going to always try to do your best.
Okay.
When you afford it, you're being, you're going to give your best. If you don't try to give your best, and the Bible says we believe, how much more would God? So he says it falls towards us. So we got a transition out of there. But relationships, activities, occupation. Okay, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 6:17.
Mm-hmm.
It says, wherefore, come out from among them, from this wickedness, this commonality.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the dead people that you're working in, that you're hanging on. It says, and be ye separate, saith John, and touch not that unclean thing.
That's right.
He said, and I will receive. Okay, I'm going to give it, I'm going to just run it through now so you get a better context. It says, and I'm going to 14 and read back down 17. Be ye not equally yoked together with unbelief. Okay, you can, you have an association with your mate inside of work, but you gotta be honest. These people don't have to be your soul ties, your mates, the people that you give your intimacy to. Because we live, don't be, unequally yoked together with them, with unbelievers, because they perfect fellowship have righteousness that I'm right. How could you just be love somebody that doesn't love your father, doesn't love your mother? And what concord, it have Mashiach with the lie, that they don't want to harm the orange in their house? What part has he that believeth with an impact, with a total strength of unbelief? And I'm seeing more
Drywall, you know, what have
plantation. You know how many demonic spirits you're around every day. You know, I'm not saying it's going to take you away from there, but it's going to drain you out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you got to use all that energy just to ward off all that stuff, that's why you feel so proud and tired when you get home. I'm talking about myself, too. I mean, just one person you're around may have a link in the demons there.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you might be around 10, 20, 50 people to get on. What kind of office are you working in?
Yeah.
You got all that demonic environment and activity.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to, you know, let your light shine. You're trying to keep your focus on the Most High, you know, walk in His righteousness. And it's wearing your battery down. That's why a lot of us drain. You know, and it's another care of life. You're in your after work, your home and everything. But you have to think seriously about transition. You know, I'm interested in the job because that's probably going to be the biggest thing a lot of you going to talk at. Because you're going to say, I can't make it. If I don't work for somebody, that's a lie for me.
Mm-hmm.
To be truthful, I'm in transition right now. I am, and I got a, what you call a good paying job.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to say hate it because it's paying bills, but I'll say I strongly dislike it. I don't like nothing about it. Paycheck. I'm tired of getting paid for having to do what I do. You know, I'm tired of having to do what I do to get paid. So, I'm trying to this. So, you gotta have a plan. You gotta let John teach you. And he will teach you. And I'll see the way. Matter of fact, I spent a lot of time today writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my avatar and say, write the vision out, make it plain, write it out, and we can really start walking towards it.
There you go.
Write it out. I'm going to give you a last couple of scriptures coming back over here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the lesson. Romans. We transition. You got to get out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12:1-2. And I beseech you, brother, by the mercies of Yah, that you present your bodies, a living sacrifice. So, I mean, that part, you have to just be the head of that mess all day long. Holy, acceptable unto Yah,
mm-hmm.
which is spiritual service. Okay, remember I was talking about transition? I was going to mention verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Don't become a partaker of the vices of this world. You know, sometimes you hang around so much, you work because you know, they curse and get a curse word for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, it's familiarity. You know, that they talk and lust and talk, some lust will come out of your mouth. You know,
mm-hmm.
You're lying. If I'll ask you a quick question, you just dare, did you lie?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm thinking? So I'm telling you, you have to be on your guard. You know, like that. That's why I said, put on the whole arm. You know, that you don't fall for wiles of the devil. You know, these wicked places drain our energy. We have to transition out of it. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Take off that old mind and think. The only way you can make it is to work for mass. You can work for subsistence. I mean, the bare minimum, a little old tacky tin roof over your head, but living on a box, eat pig slop, are a slave wage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I made $10,000, you still think a slave wage.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't making yourself rich. You're making a person who owns that company rich.
That's right.
Or the major shareholders. You're making them rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just try going out of check for a couple of weeks. You'll see how broke. You'll see in the condition you really are. You'll see you got a check and a half push by having a crisis.
That's right.
Okay, so it says, so
business. How you do it? You gotta renew your mind. Get rid of that slave mind. God, he leaves us in the path of right, but he said, if you don't acknowledge me, I'm not gonna do it.
That's right.
He said, cool, if you acknowledge me, if you seek me and ask me for it, he said, don't you know anyway, and he'll direct your path.
That's right.
And that is so true. He's directing me right now. And this thing works, I believe it's gonna work. In a few months, or by the end of this year, I'm gonna be transitioned out.
Hallelujah.
And our household is not going to fall. Matter of fact, it's going to flourish even more.
Mm-hmm.
We don't walk by fear. We walk by faith.
That's right.
That's right. By renewing your mind, you're going to slay mine. If you get rid of that, it says that you may prove. See, how are you proving? I don't prove by being scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shaking in your knees, you know, thinking, man, I don't have massive money. It says, no, step out on
it. That's right.
And not just blindly, God will actually make a plan for you.
That's right.
Like, you're in the right position now. You know, just the plate in your body, you know, he's going to give it to you. You're going to write it down. And look, everything else praying. Okay, so it says, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yah. That's how you're going to prove it. You're not careful to prove it. Being paralyzed. Scared to move, scared to step out on Yah. You trust your employer more than you trust Yah. We got to transition out because we got to be set apart.
That's
how Yah is going to make difference. Between that which is clean and that which is unclean, they say that goes together. He's going to make a difference. That's why the scripture is going to come to pass where it says the whole creation has been longing, yearning for the manifestation of the Son of God. That's also in Romans 2:26 or something like that. When you can yearn to see the manifestation of the Son of sons and daughters of God, how are they going to see them? By us stepping out. And let God use us at full capacity. He can't use us at full capacity when we're weighted down by any kind of weight.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be thoughtful and famous all day long. And sometimes you work overtime, 8 hours, 12 hours a day. And you think you're going to come home and have enough energy to get some work done for y'all. You're like, all right, that's good. I mean, if you have a hard try, just try. But sometimes, even Apostle Paul say, you know, with people, we have spirit, but we have this treasure in earth together. We learn the vessel can die. We learn the battery wears down. We need a transition. You know, you think you're going to prove to the world what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. You're going to see the manifestation of the Son of God. See, God will give them up. Another chance. See it on full display.
That's right.
Before this judgment comes. He's gonna see the sons and daughters of y'all full display. It's gonna be that rhythm. It's gonna be that rhythm once he awakens. He's awakened up to stay paralyzed. You step out.
That's
right. Y'all's got your back.
Yeah.
And he's gonna lead us in your path of righteousness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. 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 You're bringing it out good. That's great. When we think about it, understand that we believe God's word. See, that's what we got to do. Because if we look at John, chapter 3, verse 1, it says right here. See, what the Father has given us. You see, he has given us the Son that we should be called children of God. You know how? That's good news there. But if for this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him. That's it. They didn't know him. They don't know us. But beloved one, now, look what it says, though. Regardless of what is going on around us, look, says beloved one, and notice this is present tense. Now, he says, now are we children of God. No matter what. He didn't say tomorrow or later should be. He said now we are children of God. That excited me when I saw that. I said, this is beautiful here. And it has not yet been killed. Okay? But we shall be. We know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, like him. But we shall see him as he is. So it's just a matter of time. The world will be studied. And they don't know how to act. So they see the manifestation of sons of Yah, you know, right here on earth. You see, everyone having this expectation in him cleanses himself as he is clean. See, cleanses himself. Everyone,
set yourself apart.
That's
yourself apart.
There you go. That's it. Because, you know, because you got the right mind, you know that you got to be accessible to him and he don't make sense so unclean.
That's right.
We got to know these things, see? Because everyone doing sin also does fall. He needs fall that. We're not going to be doing that. I think he's on the, he's working on it, you see, because, you know, like I said, they kind of rest limbo, stand up and say what he said to me about the Buddha guy, you know, coming out. He said that the world, the country, is not going, is not ready. It's not ready for two nations coming out in the United States and going to be kissing in front of the whole world. No. The country itself is not ready for it. That's what y'all. That's what Russ Limbaugh said. Russ Limbaugh said. You know. But again, when you got these arrogant homosexuals like him, you know, coming out and ain't nobody gonna let your man. You know, it's like he got it all down. He got it all figured out. You know. But he don't know. And the word is said, you will die for that nice lifestyle. You will be cut off. And you will, you know, what you think is an honor. I don't care if you don't know it. You will know it when cutoff time shows up in your front door. You know, so you will. The devil has seen the one who has seen being under them. Because the devil has seen from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And those are the works of the devil, this homosexual lifestyle in front of around in front of the whole world. You see, that is the work of Satan. And Yahushua is manifested to destroy the work of the devil. Whether you believe it or not, I believe it, and I know it. To get above the laws of God, the great commandments and so forth. Everyone having been born of God does not sin because his seed stays in him and he is powerless to sin because he has been born of God. You see, in this, the children of Yah and the children of the devil. Look around. You see who he is. You see who belongs to Satan and who belongs to Yah. It's going to be just that clear. Everyone not doing righteousness is not of Yah. Neither the one not loving his brother. Because this is the message that you heard from the beginning. That we should love one another. Yeah, I'll stop right there. So that's, you know, these are the messages that has been written down for our learning, you see, and we need to take these and we need to allow God's word to manifest itself in us.
okay? Because Yahushua said the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You see? So how is the word? You know, we're looking at the word of life right here. We have it. Yah has already given it to us. You know, we just gotta accept it, believe it, and accept it. Believe it, you see? So hallelujah, hallelujah for his word. Yeah, hallelujah. So that being said, Elder, I'll tell you what, we can go ahead and close it down, because but this thing really gets good when you get into Yah's word, and you can see it, and you can feel it in your system, and you know that this is what's right. We don't have to be ashamed, you know? That's why I say it's pitiful for us, any of us out there, that got to the point where we are ashamed of Yah. That's sickness, you know? That is sickness. And that's why I speak against it, just by every chance I get, because I know how evil and how wrong it is. It's not necessary. You see? We're talking about.
And on the flip side of that, mm-hmm. you have devils on these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They just, everybody just cursing up a storm. Every filthy word they could imagine is coming out of their mouth.
That's the truth. You are
all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all 8 hours of the job.
That's
12 hours, however it's going to work.
That's right.
They ain't ashamed of their job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can hear the filth just spilling out. I've never heard so much cursing
mm-hmm.
in my life.
You know, that's why.
Like that's just their language they speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how they communicate.
It really is. It really is. You know, there was a time, you know, we used to could watch a TV show on TV. And really didn't have to worry about that cursing like that. But now, it's got to the point where it, especially if it's penetrated among those Hebrews that got these shows on TV, they don't know how to speak any other language but cursing.
No, they don't. I mean, shoot, even these so-called Hebrew Israelites,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they God's children, but you know, they call themselves, you know,
yeah.
out on the street just cursing up a storm like this. I mean, we don't got time to get to that, but that's just a bunch of foolishness.
That's right. You know, we say that. We know that the other Gentiles out there are madness too with this stupidity, this craziness. But when it comes down to our own people, you know, we get really concerned about that. You know,
because
we want to see our people saved. We don't want to see them lost, following behind these filthy Gentiles. You know, because that lifestyle that it's time out for us to be just gullible and just gonna follow them.
Well, they doing it. We can do it too.
Now, we can't do it. We should have learned that a long time ago. Just because they're doing it, that's a sign that it's wrong anyway. So you
should learn that you are different. You're a set apart people.
That's right.
Like we had that message months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We are wired different.
That's right.
I was in electrician. Talk about wiring. I like to use that now. We are not wired saying that they are.
Mm-hmm.
No, things don't work for us like it worked for them without Yah.
That's right.
We were meant to have Yah in our lives.
That's right.
We were meant to have Yah to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
We were meant to have Yah to prosper.
That's right.
They prosper with their God and their filthy, perverted ways.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do it that way, we fall on our face.
That's right. I mean,
we were never meant to go through this life without yielding and giving our all to the Father.
That's right.
We are a people of the Most High.
That's right.
And it's high time we start acting like it.
That's right.
We can't do what they do without God, and we can't get away with what they get away with. Now, they're going to be judged at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Our judgment comes more swiftly.
That's right.
Because, look, you ever have kids over your house, and this is probably the time when you're allowed to whoop your kids, people scared to whoop the kids. But let's just say, your kid did something wrong, and maybe the kid will spend the night doing something wrong too. Yeah, the kids spend the night, gonna get in trouble, but you gonna take care of your kid right away.
That's right.
You know, back in the old days, you gonna take him in the room and put something on his behind.
Yeah,
because the other kid, he might get delayed. You know, hopefully his parents take care of them. But see, you're gonna take care of your own because you're the parent, you're the father.
That's right.
See, Pa, he takes care of us right away when we do something. You know, that's why this man, we can't get away. You know, I feel like that sometimes. I can't get away with nothing. I remember one time I saw everybody leaving the job early, you know, like on Friday. I want to get out of there early on Friday. This was years ago. And so, Elder, I said, man, ain't none of them have no bad repercussions. You know, nobody said nothing about it the next day. So next Friday came along, I snuck out a little early. And I was so happy. I was up by 15 minutes early. Do you know, come that Monday, the boss wasn't even there. He called me in his office and told me about it. He found out when some Gentile woman had told him that I left early. Now, she didn't say nothing about nobody else, all the people leaving the other week. But she gonna, you know, tell on me. I'm just saying, I knew I couldn't get away with things other people get away with. That's how it's been for me a long time. I don't know about nobody else, but I learned early, I don't get away with the things that other people get away with. So I might as well just conform and try to do things right.
That's right.
So I know we've been over time on the show, so I'm going to go ahead and shut it down.
Well, all right, then, cousin. I'll just leave us with this one last verse because of what we've been talking about, you know, because it tells us in First Peter, 4:17, it said, because it is time for judgment to begin from the house of Yah. And if firstly from us, what is the end of those who do not obey the good news of Yah? You see? So let me tell you something. We better get it together. Because it says, and if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where shall the wicked and the sinner appear? So this is what I'm talking about. So hallelujah for this opportunity to give this message tonight. And we just thank you, Father, for being with us.
And my final word is transition out.
Hallelujah.
Come all the way out.
That's right.
In your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right. Okay. So, again, with that being said, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. And again, we come to you each third day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'd like for you, if you have any questions or anything, you can always call us or you can contact us, okay? Some kind of way and ask your question, and we'll be glad to talk with you. And we'll talk about the things that we are teaching. And that is the word of Yah anyway. So that's what we appoint you to. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. So with that being said, Elder, we're going to go ahead and say shalom.
Shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom.
You're not getting any younger. Feel like life is full of you wonder. You said things to your mother you regret today. Can't get it off your mind. Sometimes you just break down crying. Don't care where, when, or why. Just feel that way. Life is getting colder and colder. Feel like the world on your shoulders. Making it big, didn't go quite as planned. Built my house with sinking.
and sand, and it all was washed away. Where do I go from here? Understanding is not quite clear. I just need to hear a word of hope today.